I know we're in store for a great blessing this morning. So right now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity that we're breathing this air. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We know, Lord God, that you have already done the work. We thank you, Father, that we're walking. We have a fixed fight on our hands, hallelujah. And we know, Lord, that all we have to do is watch and pray. Look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Father God, we thank you for every caller on this call. We ask that you bless, you keep them, you strengthen them, and let them know, Father God, that you're with them always, because you told us in your word that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK. We thank you, Lord, for doing a work through them, Lord God, and strengthening them, Lord God, as we have this call each and every day, Monday through Friday. Father God, we glorify you, Father, for what you're going to do this morning. Use the minister like never before, Father. Let the anointing flow down. Oh, we thank you, Father, for that anointing that's going to pour down like Aaron's beard. And, Father, we glorify you, Father, because we are going to receive what you have for us this morning and go forth in the marketplace and be the ministers that you called us to be. We thank you, Father, that the airways are clear and no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises against us will cease in the blessed name of Jesus. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Okay, TMC family, we're going forth in this message, and we're going to turn it over to our host. God bless you, and I love you. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me? This is Brenda.
Yes, I can, Minister Robin. God bless you, and take it away.
Thank you. God bless you too, dear sister. Good morning to each and every single one of you. I am greeting you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, along with Minister Brenda, and we welcome you. We welcome you to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Robin, and I am here in New Jersey on the East Coast. So good morning to each one of you. This is an awesome, awesome call that was founded by two wonderful women of God. Dr. P.K. Roberts, she is our Ambassador of Artists International, and affectionately known as our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These women, they listened to the voice of God, they wrote down the vision, made it plain, and glory to God, it has manifested to what we have now, the Master's Call. We also have a scripture that we stand on, and our scripture is located in the book of Psalms, Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." You heard what Minister Brenda said. We are about praying. Today is Watch and Pray Wednesday, and we pray for you. We find it an honor and a privilege. And that's what we do. We go before the Master. We also have a mission statement, and our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. If you would love to find out more about us, you can go to our website. Our website address is themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Every message has been archived for you to enjoy there or download it. And you can also put it on your social media page. We also have an email address. Send us your praise reports. Send us your prayer requests. If you would like to come forward with the word that God has given you, Dr. Vanessa or myself will get back to you. And you can send all of that to info@themasterscall.net. Many of us are artist entrepreneurs, artist health and wellness distributors, and Artists International is an awesome debt-free company founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and we are saying happy 41st anniversary to Mama and Papa. Happy, happy anniversary to you. So if you would like to find out more about what we do at Artists International and about our awesome products, we have a call immediately following this one. It is our
NMC call hosted by the godmother of Artists International and her awesome team, Dr. Dorothy Cook. So that number for you is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And another thing that you'll hear more about when you get on that call, we are having our last awesome conference of the year, and we are going to Atlantis in the Bahamas. That's going to be on October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd. So, distributors, check your back office. Make sure you registered. Make sure you have your passport. Make sure you are ready to get fed, ready to be trained, and find out more about how you can continue to grow your business and how, if you believe in God to become president, what you should be doing now and what you will continue to do then in the mighty name of Jesus. You can go to artistempowermentconference.com. That is artistempowermentconference.com. That is the website. It is being hosted by the kings of artists, mighty men of God, sold out to the Lord, always putting it together in excellence with flair. So right now I'm going to share a little bit about the mighty man of God, who is also an artist entrepreneur, Pastor Michael Bernard Johnson. He is an awesome man of God. He is the chief apostle and the senior pastor of the Stronghold Evangelistic Ministries, and that is located in Brunswick, Georgia. Pastor Johnson, he's ministered throughout the United States, overseas, in Europe, all over, internationally. And he is an anointed preacher, speaker, and he is a prayer warrior. His church services and his evangelistic sermons, they're soul-stirring. And under the anointing, he has led many people to the Lord. Many have come to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Souls have been delivered and healed. He is also pastor over the Stronghold Evangelistic Ministries, the Southeast Georgia Diocese International Incorporated, and he has a weekly Bible study, and I'm going to let him share that with you. We make sure that if you're available, get on that call on Tuesday night. But I don't want to take any more from the mighty man of God. Make sure you have your pen and your paper and, of course, the sword of the Spirit to hear what the Lord has said through him for us. Are you there, Pastor Michael? Oh, I'm so sorry. We have a change here. You have to be ready in and out of season. Pastor Chuck, maestro, anointed, perfected, sold out to the Lord, going forward, singing unto the Lord. He's on Facebook, a pastor, and I know he has the word of God. My apologies, mighty man of God. We are excited.
No problem.
God has a word for you. Go forward in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Bless you, Minister Robin. God bless you and Minister Brenda for your service in the Lord. To our founders, Mother Eagle, amen, and Dr. PK, God bless you as well. We're grateful for what God is doing, what God has done today, and grateful to be on this call this morning. We love you all so very much, and we look forward to being a part of this weekly call. I want to go to Galatians chapter 3. I believe the Lord has something he wants to use to stir us up, stir up our spirits, excite us about his promise. Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It reads, "In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. What's more, the scriptures look forward to this time when God would declare the Gentiles to be righteous because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed through you. So all who put their faith in Christ, all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. I have a word for you, and it's specific to those who have knowledge deep down in their soul that God has something special for them, that he's doing something mighty in them, but the pain and inconvenience of it all has you worried that this promise must not be God's will for you. And I just want to minister from this subject, from promise through pain into production. From promise through pain into production. God has taken us from promise, bringing us through pain so that we can produce what it is he placed on the inside of us. In this lesson text, just so I can get right to it, we see that Abraham believed God. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe God? I mean, really believe him. If you can learn to trust God, stop doubting him, and with all of your heart believe him, then you are, according to Scripture, really his child. Paul says those of us who have faith in God are his real children. And all who put their faith in Christ get the same blessing that Abraham did. What is the blessing? The blessing is simply a promise from God that will change your life and in the process impact others. Even though it's coming to you, it's going to be a blessing to those around you. What God is about to release to me is going to be a blessing to those who are around me. That's why I don't understand haters. That's why jealousy is an enigma to me, because God is not blessing me so that I can brag. He's not blessing me so that I can have something to hold over other people's lives. He's blessing me to bless you. I'm assigned to bless you. That's why he's given me more. My more means that we will have more. That's why he's given me abundance. My overflow is going to spill over into your life to the degree that you're going to have to bless other people. It's too much. You'll open up the windows of heaven, pour out blessings. You don't have room enough to receive, but it requires that you have complete faith and trust in God. Yeah, faith in God and what he tells you and his directions and his instructions. Abraham was tremendously blessed because he believed God in a tremendous way. Do you trust God enough that if God told you to walk off your job, that you would walk off that job into another one where you lose all seniority and basically you're starting all over? Do you trust him enough to fill out the loan application even though you don't see how you can even get approved? Do you trust him enough to move ahead with a building? Those of you who pastors, those of you who are entrepreneurs, even when you're unsure of how it's going to happen, believe what you want, but I believe God, and I believe in his promises to me. You don't have to know what he promised me, but because all of our promises are different. What God promised to Abraham was different from what he promised to Moses, and what he promised to Gideon was different from what he promised to Samson. What he promised to Esther was different from what he promised to Ruth. Stop worrying about other folks' promises and start hearing God for yourself. And then I have just a few principles that I want to share. And the first one is this. Number one, reprogram yourself to expect better. Reprogram yourself to expect better. Always leads to better. A better situation, a better home, a better environment, a better life. I'm expecting better. Jesus would often say during his earthly ministry, according to your faith, be done unto you. Believe what you want, but I have reprogrammed myself to begin to expect better. God makes promises to his children. He does. Stop thinking that we serve a God who doesn't want our lives to be great. It is true that we're going to have to suffer some things, but what kind of God would he be if he only wants us to suffer through life? If that's the case, then why did Jesus go around meeting needs? Why would he feed the 5,000 plus who were hungry? Why would he heal folk? Why would he pay taxes? Why would he cause the disciples who were fishing but couldn't catch anything to get so much fish until they couldn't handle it? Why would he promise us a savior to the world? Why would he promise us the Holy Spirit to those who are saved and wisdom, fame, and fortune to Solomon? Why would he promise a land flowing with milk and honey to his people? And guess what? You know what? God is still making those promises to us today. God promises us that the future he wants us to have is better than where we are. He promises us a better future and then says, you know what, you believe me for it. You can't look at your present and compare it to your future. The Bible is very clear. The suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in you. God made a promise to Abraham that would change his future. He promised Abraham something that would exist beyond his lifespan. God promised Abraham and Sarah a child. He promised them an heir that would bless the entire earth. There were two problems, though. They were physically incapable of producing a child themselves. And problem two was that what God promised them was only going to happen when God said it would. Sure enough, eventually Sarah gets pregnant. She's now with child, expecting. But I take issue with Sarah. Sarah was like some of us. When God spoke to her, she laughed as if what she needed was too big for God to do. Don't you know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord to do? There's nothing that he cannot make happen in your life. His announcement alone should have made her excited. There is generally an excitement from those who come, those who announce that they are expecting. Again, I understand generally everybody's not always happy that they got pregnant. You know, we understand that. But we understand that there are certain promises that bring a sense of excitement to us, and there are other things that God tells us to do that is not as exciting because we understand the sacrifice that's going to come with the announcement. But here it is. Now that you know God's promise has been invested into you, by faith your disposition should change. If I have enough time at the end of this message, I want to share something exciting that God has done in the life of my ministry. But the reason I could hardly sleep the last couple of weeks was because I was up all night excited about what God was about to do. I didn't know how he was going to do it. I didn't understand it, but I was expecting better. And the better had me enthused about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't even matter anymore because God has promised me a better future. He's deposited a greater future in my spirit that now I'm expecting. Is there anybody here who's crazy enough to get excited even though your past was ugly and your present ain't much better? Is there anybody on this line this morning who feels like this promise is absolutely going to change lives and is excited about the impact it's going to have on the earth? Man, if you're really excited, then you should show that excitement and understand that, God, I'm expecting what you place in me to come out of me. Here's number two. Readjust your life for the pain of promise bearing. Readjust your life for the pain of promise bearing. There is pain associated with promise bearing. All my mothers know that pregnancy changes your comfort level. You're not as comfortable as you normally are. You can't fit the clothes in your closet and often have to wear outfits you wouldn't be caught dead in if you weren't bearing. The pregnancy pushes the limits of what you thought your body could handle. Hear me well. What God promises you will expand you. But expansion is painful. It's not comfortable. It's stretching you. It's stretching your faith. God, I don't know if I can do this. It's stretching your sanity. It's stretching your confidence to deliver what's growing inside of you. The reason why you don't go straight from initial pregnancy to delivery, hear me, is because the baby ain't ready yet. It's not prepared to survive in your world yet. Oh, God. It can handle being in you, but it's not ready yet to live outside of you. Let me say that again. It can handle being inside you, but it's not yet ready to live outside of you. So while it's being prepared, it causes some setbacks. You can't do those things you normally would do. You can't be around certain people. You can't be in certain environments. It's been scientifically proven that the attitude, the disposition, and general mood of women who are pregnant is felt and received by the fetus inside of them. That's why you have to make some readjustments. Those folk who are constantly frustrating you, hear me, people of God, you may need to leave alone for a little while. I don't want my promise to feel all that negativity and bitterness coming from other folks, so I'm readjusting to accommodate this promise bearing, even though it's causing me pain. I found out something. This is going to bless you. This is it. This is for anybody who's pregnant with promise and is uncomfortable right now. You never get through pain focused on pain. You never get through hurt focusing on the hurt. You never get through disappointment focused on disappointment. So what do I do, Pastor? It's very simple. When you're dealing with the pain of promise bearing, start preparing for delivery. Don't focus on pain. prepare for delivery. Don't just sit at home crying. Get the room ready. Buy the crib. Buy some diapers. See what you need to move out. The preparation won't take the pain away per se, but it will take the focus off the uncomfortable feeling and renew your excitement. Let me be honest with you all. There are moments during promise bearing in which disappointments come. It's easy to say trust God. It's easy to say believe him. It's easy to say hold on to him. But it does not always make bearing the pain any easier. But isn't it good to know that when you're pregnant, that the doctor will from time to time remind you of it? Right when you're ready to get rid of the baby, you go to the doctor and they let you hear the heartbeat. You start to remind yourself that this baby is alive and growing. The heartbeat is the sound that lets you know, that reminds you that it's not all in vain. It's not all for naught. Keep listening for the heartbeat. I don't care how rough a pregnancy is. When you hear that heart beating, it does something to you. That's why I have to be in church, because the prayers remind me of what's inside of me. The songs remind me of what's in me. The word reminds me of what God has placed in me. Then from time to time, you'll feel the baby kicking inside of you. That's your promise itself reminding you, hey, I'm still in here. Don't stop praying. I'm still in here. Don't forget to keep fasting. I'm in here. Don't stop eating for me because the word that you're eating is actually affecting me. I'm still on the inside. Here's number three. Remind yourself what you are bringing forth is worth what you've gone through. Remind yourself that what you are bringing forth is worth what you've gone through. Remind yourself that what you are bringing forth is worth what you have gone through. Here's why you should get excited right now. This is why everybody on this line should get crazy excited. Nobody gets pregnant to stay pregnant. So eventually what's in you has to come out of you. Eventually what's going in you can't be contained any longer. The vessel is too small, so what's in me has to come out of me. That lets me know that the pain wasn't for nothing. I know that's not good English, but it's good preaching. Your pain is going to lead to your life. Is going to lead your life, rather, to production. I'm only talking about, and I want you to hear me well, I'm only talking about the pain that is associated with promise bearing. The pain that comes from carrying the promise that God gives us is different from the pain that the enemy brings us. The enemy's pain leads to more pain. The enemy's hurt leads to more hurt. His pain leads to more stress and heaviness. But God's pain produces great things in us. That's why all things are working together for my good. That's why no weapon formed against me prospers. That's why you're talking about me couldn't keep me down. That's why you're kicking me out your group. You may have discouraged me, but it didn't stop me. Your rejection of my anointing, it may have hurt me, but it didn't make me backslide. You're outright telling me what I won't be, and what I won't do may have made me frown, but it can't keep me down because I didn't go through this pain for nothing. A woman's job is not complete at the end of 9 months. She has to understand that there is one more component to seeing her baby manifest in her life. She has to be determined to deliver on time. You have to be determined to deliver. You don't just get excited for the pregnancy, you get excited for what it's going to bring forth. Who gets excited about being pregnant and resolves within their heart to stay pregnant forever? The devil is a liar. All the hell I've experienced was so that I could push this thing up out of me. All the weight I've had to carry was so that I could be strong enough to push this promise out of my spirit and into the world. I don't care what I have to go through. I don't care, Lord, if you have to cut me or if you let it come naturally. I don't really care if I have to go through bankruptcy or anything else, as long as it produces something in me. So your crying wasn't in vain. Your embarrassment wasn't in vain. Your hurt wasn't in vain. Your pain, your loneliness wasn't in vain. God promised it to me. I've endured the pain, and now I'm ready to bring it forth. Those who are ready to bring forth the promise, if you're in a position where you can say this, say, Lord, bring it out of me. Let me see what it looks like. Let me see what it feels like in my hands. Let me experience it before my very eyes. And here's the last reason why you should praise God about what's getting ready to occur in you. Although none of you forgot about the pain of childbirth, you choose not to remember it because of the child that has come out. The fact that that is no longer inside of you, but you're living with it, watching it grow, watching it mature, has caused you to forget about what you had to go through to get it. Hallelujah. In fact, some of y'all have multiple kids. The pain of carrying the first one wasn't enough to stop you from bringing forth again. I know I brought forth one promise with God. I'm ready to go through it all over again because the promise is worth me going through suffering. Your promise is worth me going through hell. Your promise is worth me being ostracized and ridiculed. Your promise is worth me being uncomfortable. I'm getting ready to produce. My vision is getting ready to manifest. The pain is only going to last for a while. It's only going to last for a season. But Lord, if the pain subsides and what comes out of me was, I see it with my own eyes, it was worth what went on inside of me. I may not even look the same like I did prior to me bringing forth, but that doesn't matter because the vision that God has manifested, the dream that God, the answer to the prayers, it's worth me going through all of the pain, all of the uncomfortable situations, and all of that. God, I give you glory that you've placed a promise within your people's lives and that you're going to bring forth this promise, even though we have to go through suffering, even though we have to face pain, even though we have to face this season of being uncomfortable, I know that it's going to produce something mighty in our lives. Hallelujah. I pray that this word has blessed and touched you and inspired you to move on and into bigger and better things. So what God is going to bring into your life is going to be worth everything that you have to go through to get it. Amen. I'll share my testimony on next week because I see we're right there at the time. God bless you. Let me turn the call back over to Minister Robin. Turn it back over to someone.
Minister Robin, are you there? If not, we'll go on. We thank you. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful, profound word this morning, Pastor Chuck. And we ask God's blessings upon you and your family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us, Lord, with your rich word this morning. And Lord, we realize, Lord, that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that you will be reveal in each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over your word to perform it. So we ask you, Lord, that you bless those, Lord, that are going through this morning, Father. Strengthen those, Lord, that have going through a trying time with their health, oh, Father. And we call them healed and whole by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for those that are going through bereavement this morning, Father God. We ask that you comfort them. Put your arms around them. Let them know, Lord, that you're there with them, Lord God, and that you'll see them through. We glorify you, Father, for those that are traveling to and for their destinations, Lord God. We ask that your angels of protection be around them, Lord God, as they go forth, Lord God. And we thank you. We glorify you, Father, because we know that the work that you've begun in each and every one of us, you will finish it to the day of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you bless Pastor Chuck and his family, bless his congregation, bless his surroundings, bless his neighborhood, bless his city, Father. And we thank you, we glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We give your name the glory. We give your name the praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, we just thank God for another day of blessings, and we know you want to hear this message again. And you can do so by calling 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. I know you'll just get blessed all over again. I know I will. And also, we're going to the motivational call right after this. That number is 530-881-1300, 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. We thank you again, Pastor Chuck. We glorify God for you, and we're asking that you come back and give us the benediction.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. Father, we're grateful for all that you've allowed us to experience. And here on today, I ask that you will allow each word to manifest in our spirit, allow our future, oh God, to be greater than where we are right now. Bless the rest of this day. Bless the rest of this week. We are expecting great things to happen, expecting doors to open supernaturally, your favor to be poured out liberally upon our lives. We give you the glory for it. Protect your people, O God, and cover us with your blood. With all that's going on in this world today, keep us safe. Keep our kids safe as they are going back to school. We give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.